Are you more concerned about reaching a destination rather than the journey to get there? Well, I'm here to tell you that the journey is where the magic happens and is much, much more exciting than sometimes reaching the destination.
Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now.
Alrighty, so why do I say that? Because if you're like me and you're the type of impatient person, when you decide you want to go somewhere, you want to do something, you want to take action, you want it to happen right now, right? You want it as soon as possible. And so sometimes we rush through the journey to get to a destination because we're so enamored by the destination. We're so enamored by what we're going to get or receive once we get to the destination that we kind of have our blinders on and we're not really enjoying the path that we're taking in order to get there. So I'm here to tell you that that's a huge mistake. It's a big, 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 big mistake. And what ends up happening is you lose the journey, and the journey is part of the process, right? When you get to the destination, if the journey wasn't something that was valuable to you that, you know, changed your life in one way, shape, or form, then the destination is probably not going to fulfill you either. As a matter of fact, the journey is where the magic happens. So if you're not loving the journey, if you're not enjoying every day of the journey, you're most likely heading to the wrong destination. So that is something you need to reevaluate, because the journey is what anticipates, you know, the anticipation of the day today and the journey and the excitement and the fun and the, you know, the effervescence of new and thrilling and adventure. That is part of the journey. And a lot of times the secrets to your fulfillment, to really what you hope to achieve by reaching the destination, you learn along the way, right, on the journey. So I'm going to have you do a little recollection in your head. What are your current destinations? Where are they? You want to retire by this time? You want to travel here? You want to, you know, have a family by this time? Or whatever it is that you're so infatuated with that you want to reach this destination, you need to kind of check out it and see where are you on the journey to that destination. And what do you think you're going to get when you get to that destination? A lot of people say, oh, well, once I get to this destination, then I'm going to be happy. Like, happiness is a feeling. Happiness is not a destination. But we sometimes trick ourselves into saying, oh, once I graduate from college, I'll be happy. Or once I get that job, I'll be happy. Once I get married, I'll be happy. Right? If you're not happy before or on the way to that destination, just that destination on its own is not going to magically transform you into being happy. You know, happy is a state of mind, it's a feeling. And so a lot of times we're disappointed when we reach destinations thinking it's going to change something and improve something, and we realize, oh boy, that was, you know, lackluster, or that was not worthwhile, or that wasn't what I expected. So the reason why it wasn't all those things is because we didn't enjoy the journey, or we didn't, you know, appreciate the journey. Because again, the journey is where the magic happens, where we move mountains. That's where we, you know, live, love, laugh, and cry. And, you know, we have life, right? Life happens now. Life is happening right now. And this is the path. This is our journey, is every day in the present. The present is the journey. The destination is the future. And so when we keep you know, consuming ourselves with the future, the destination, you know, we lose the fun and the enjoyment of the present, which is right now. So you have to enjoy your present, because you might decide to change your destination. You might be going down your journey and you say, oh, I thought I wanted to go to the ocean, but I want to go to the mountains. Because now I've learned some things on my path that have directed me in another way. And that is an opportunity that if you're not paying attention to your journey, you might say, oh, I feel like I want to go to the mountains all of a sudden, but I said I wanted to go to the ocean, so I've got to stick to that plan. And that's not how life works. You have to be spontaneous. You have to read the signs, right? The signals of life while we're on our journey that gives us these detours that, you know, God or a higher power or whoever you believe in is giving us these messages that if we're not paying attention, we can run right over them and continue to that destination we thought is where we want it to be, that's going to make us all this happy and fulfillment. So that's not always true. So part of the journey is understanding the reasons why the destination is so important. And as we go further and further, it either reinforces that we're on the right path and that destination is for sure where I want to go, or, you know, that destination is not sounding as exciting as it did when I started. And maybe there's something else, and maybe you meet somebody or something along the way, and now all of a sudden, you don't want to go to the ocean or the mountains. Yeah, you want to go to the desert, or you want to go, you know, to Canada or some other place, right? I don't know. Wherever destination that you have that comes up will automatically become front and center. So it could change. It could change. And that's why you have to have an open mind while you're going on your journeys, right? Be open to who you meet, what the messages that they have to say, what do they have to share, and learn and grow. That is where the magic happens, is your own personal development on your way to a destination. Because whether you reach that destination or not, or whether you decide to go to another destination, or maybe you decide you want to go to the mountains, you start going that way, and then you go say, no, you know what, I really, really want to be at the beach, so I'm going to go back to the beach. So there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, that's probably better. It's because now you get to compare a little bit, right? Once you start going on the path, you get to see and experience, how does this feel? Is this really where it makes sense to me? And these signs will tell you whether you're on the right path or not, and you can quickly adjust if you're paying attention to all of these messages along the way. So I hope that makes sense, and I want you to, again, go back and see where your current destinations you have in your mind. Go back and make yourself a little checklist. Next to each destination, write down, what are you going to get? Why is that destination important to you? What are you hoping to achieve when you reach that destination? How is that going to impact your life or your family? And understand, what are the nuts and bolts of the destination for me? Why am I working so hard? Why am I spending all this time? Why every day do I have my eyes set on this certain destination? Is it something that serves me? Is it something that is going to be rewarding for me? Am I going to walk away when I get there? Am I going to feel accomplished? Am I going to say, yes, you know, I did something and I have something I can put in my tool belt? Are you going to learn new skills? Or however it's going to change the trajectory of your life. Because once you get to that destination, you're not going to just drop a flag and say, woohoo, I made it, and you're going to just sit down and relax. No, that's not how life works. You're going to be there long enough to appreciate it, experience it, and then you're going to say, okay, now what? And you're going to have to pick another destination. So we have to always evolve and continue so you can kind of have stepping stones of different, you know, destinations or goals or whatever you want to call it. It's something that you manifest by saying that this is where you want to go. You put your plan together, the journey, is your daily plan, it's your activities, it's your habits, it's all those wonderful things that come into play that incrementally are going to get you one step closer to that destination. And it's the learning and growing process. So be conscious of your surroundings, be conscious of who comes in and out of your world, the messages that are all around you, that are guiding you, forces of nature, you know, different weather, you know, certain things that could stall you or, you know, create detours. Go with the flow. Don't be so narrow-minded and stuck on a certain path. You know, allow yourself to have some flexibility in your journey, because you can realize that you may want to go to another destination, or you confirm that where you're going is where you need to be. And either way, that's when you're going to be satisfied, fulfilled, and reach that euphoric level of happiness once you arrive. Okay? Awesome. Congratulations. Be safe on your journey, and make sure you pack all your essentials in your backpack, and go out there and touch people's lives in a positive way. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most. On your left is another video from this playlist. On the right is a popular video from a similar playlist. And you can subscribe by clicking in the middle. Now, get out there and learn something new. Remember to enjoy your day and be sure to touch people's lives in a positive way.